Hunter Biden laptop repairman says FBI agent threatened him. By Wendell Hussebo on August 12, 2022. Hunter Biden's laptop repairman, John Paul MacIsaac, said an FBI agent threatened him to stay silent after Isaac told the agent he would change the FBI agent's names when he published a book about the laptop from hell. During an FBI visit to Isaac's laptop repair shop in December of 2019 to collect Hunter's laptop and subpoena, Isaac's recorded in his book that Agent DeMeo threatened Isaac to not speak of the incident. "Hey, lads, I'll remember to change your names when I write the book," Isaac reportedly told the FBI agents while they were heading for the door. "Agent Wilson kept walking, but Agent DeMeo paused and turned to face me," Isaac recounted. In response, DeMeo said, "It is our experience that nothing ever happens to people that don't talk about these things." Isaac wrote in his book he had to digest the encounter due to the ominous statement. "Was I being paranoid, or had what the agent just told me been a direct threat, or at best a thinly veiled one?" Isaac said he wondered. The laptop repair man has since sued several media outlets, including CNN, The Daily Beast, and Politico, along with Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, for accusing him of pushing Russian disinformation. CNN's broadcast of the false statement accuses the plaintiff of committing an infamous crime, i.e., treason, by working with the Russians to commit a crime against the United States of America by attempting to undermine American democracy in the 2020 presidential election, the suit allegedly reads. CNN's Brian Stelter falsely labeled Hunter's laptop Russian disinformation and suggested the laptop contents may have been made up. In March, Stelter refused to walk back to this report of the false claims he promoted on his program. CNN finally admitted in March that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell was authentic 532 days after the initial story broke on October 24, 2020. CNN former President Jeff Zucker also labeled Hunter's laptop story as a Breitbart rabbit hole and unworthy of coverage. During the 2020 presidential campaign, the establishment media tried to twist the story in favor of President Joe Biden. In fact, 15 establishment media personalities claimed Hunter's laptop emails were likely Russian propaganda. Perhaps most famously, CBS News reporter Leslie Stahl falsely told then-President Trump in 2020 that Hunter's laptop from hell could not be verified. Joe Biden has claimed the emails on Hunter's laptop were just a smear campaign and a bunch of garbage, citing a Politico story written by Natasha Bertrand that claimed 51 former Intel officials said the laptop was Russian disinformation. CNN has since hired Natasha Bertrand as a White House reporter. "I promise my Justice Department will be totally on its own making these judgments about how they should proceed," Joe Biden claimed, smiling after winning the 2020 race. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.